Hey everyone, this is Anne Samoylov, and I'm here with Catherine Just. You've seen us together before. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Anne.
I just wanted to chat with Catherine today to get some updates. Even though I get them on a regular basis, I think it's good to sit and reflect on changes and what's evolved over the past year. So I appreciate you coming on, sharing like your fearless launching story.
Yeah, today. I love talking to you about launching.
So we have the other interview that you've done and that many people have already seen, which was really right after your first summit, the first time you ran your summit.
Yeah.
And so I guess before we get into like how things have changed, can you remind people like what was the state of your business and the state of like you launching before you even got into fearless launching? Do you remember?
I remember. I had a list of about 200 people. And I think I had just decided that I needed to do something to build my list. And I started taking your class and realized that even though I knew how to create something, I didn't quite know how to reach people with it. Like at all, except to say, hey, I'm doing this thing. Like I didn't know anything about it. So I did the summit and it was life-changing. If you've seen the other video, you'll see that. But I think what was life-changing about it was because I did something that was a little bit out of my ordinary stuff in my toolbox. Like it wasn't an e-course, it was an online event. And I started interviewing people and I fell in love with the process of interviewing people to the point where I didn't want to stop. and I liked asking people if they could be interviewed. Like there was something about it was almost like I was daring myself to see how many people I could ask that I was inspired by, because there was a little bit of fear. And I was like, well, what would happen if I sent, you know, somebody that was a little like, didn't know who I was, an email and said, I'm having this event. So it just, kind of snowballed into a bigger deal for me. And I really enjoyed talking and having conversations with people that I admired, and found out through that process that that launching was actually extraordinary, because I was so excited about my event and what was happening that other people got excited about my event too. So a lot of people signed up for it because of my enthusiasm. And that was something that I wasn't really experiencing when I was like launching an e-course. So I learned a lot about my state of mind when I'm launching and telling people about what's happening and how it affects who responds or doesn't respond. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that's true. I actually didn't think about that aspect to it, because you did have the e-course already, but this was a completely different thing.
Yeah.
And so do you feel like, I think you ran the e-course, it was already available?
Yes.
By the time Fearless launching?
Yeah, the Soulful e-course was already running, and I had maybe done one or two sessions of it, and it was kind of like, meh, not getting much traction, and I was kind of, not really feeling much about it, and I couldn't figure out, like, that was one thing that happened during launching too, which was that I had such an attachment to my e-course, because it was my first child, so to speak.
Yep.
I put every single thing that I love into this e-course, not just photography or just healthy eating or, you know, it was like everything was packed into this. And so it was painful. And so I did have a great experience launching with the summit. And then right after that, I tried to push the e-course out there again. And it was painful, like to the point where I got sick. And like
for 2 months.
For 2 months. And had to go to the emergency room because I was just like fatigued and tired. Like I pushed myself so hard and I was so worked up about people signing up or not signing up. And I was hiring people in the middle of my launch to try to help me change my text and try to get it right so that the more people would sign up. And it was just painful.
Gosh.
Really painful.
You know what? I actually kind of like get a little bit choked up whenever we talk about launching for some reason, because I feel that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And because you had such like so much happened during the summit, that next one was really hard to kind of like figure out how to approach it, almost like you were so still really tied to that. It was like it's your first creation, you know, as far as like an e-course goes. And I don't think it was until maybe the one just after that where you didn't get sick. I didn't get sick. That's what happened.
Yeah, I didn't get sick.
Yeah.
Well, I actually had a couple meetings after that launch with you, with Danielle Laporte, with Alexandra Franzen, talking about what happened and why I felt like it wasn't working and how I was taking it personally. And so I had to think about, you know, I worked with Miguel Ruiz for 5 years. He was my teacher. I was like in the Toltec work, practicing not taking things personally. And the further away I got from my own practice, the more pain I felt, the more suffering I was having around like taking it personally, being attached to how others responded, all that stuff. And so I really had to become aware of that, or I was going to continue down that road of suffering. And I didn't want to. Like, I'm creating this business to have fun, not to be in hell like I would be at a 9-to-5 job. So what needed to switch for me? I really had to take a look at taking responsibility for my part of why it didn't work and why I was suffering and going to the hospital. I mean, so I had to switch my attention and perception. And I talk about that in my own courses. Like, I think a lot about what is happening outside, and I'm worried and anxious and whatever, like trying to fix it, whatever it is. And I don't even know what it is sometimes. So there's a lot going on. And then when I stopped and really looked at where I was taking stuff personally and how painful that was, I had a redo of my e-course. I got rid of a lot of the content. I made it easy for people to take it. I made it easy for people to understand what it was, or to be more intrigued about it, because I wasn't really talking about it in the right way. And also recognizing, like, just because I have something that is important to me doesn't mean that other people understand why it's important to them. So I had to think about my language and who I was connecting with, and let go of the results and just be excited about what it is that I'm doing again, and let go. Like, I really had, like, the launch of the e-course, basically, for those that don't know, transformed into something called the deepening. It went from 6 weeks to 4 weeks, and the content is given in a much different way. And I've had amazing results, like better results than I've ever had. And it keeps growing and growing. And the things that people tell me during the class is just extraordinary. But the launch itself, to make it brief, I'm sorry, all I did was tweet about it. I was excited about it, and I just tweeted. I didn't worry about it, and I let it go, and more people were interested.
Yeah. That bit about, and there was no like, ooh, I'm going to do this now. Like, there was no different stages of it. There was just like, I'm going to tell people about it. I'm going to be excited about it, and I made it way better, and more people are going to like it. You know, like just, yeah. And I love actually the letting go part, not taking it personally. I mean, it's funny. I mean, I know this is like your case study, Catherine, but like,
yeah.
I'm actually going through this right now. Like, I'm trying not to like get too like wrapped up in what are the end results going to be, because they don't mean everything, you know? And I think that when it sounds like when you brought in that same excitement that you have for the summit into the e-course, and just like, but you don't,
yeah,
you, I think that maybe there were a few people that you took it personally when they didn't maybe want to, but for the most part, everybody wanted to be part of it. So you're just like, woohoo, yeah. Like you're challenging yourself. You're like, okay, I'm going to do this. Who am I talking to today? And like, you brought that same enthusiasm back to the deepening, which, you know, the deepening to me is like the biggest transformation. And I think that that happened not because of like, sure, more people were on your list, sure. But I think it was you.
Yeah. I feel like I'm more sure of it. I'm more sure about myself. And it doesn't, you know, the Soulful e-course I took so personally because I felt like it was me. And I now recognize like the deepening is the deepening.
Yeah.
And it doesn't represent who I am. And it is part of me. It doesn't, like, so if you said no, I'm not going to be like, I am terrible because you didn't sign up for the e-course. No, you didn't respond to something that I'm doing over here. It's one piece of me. It's not,
yep.
You know, I get so much, I think a lot of us as entrepreneurs think we are that. We are the thing that we're doing. We don't know who else we are rather than the thing that we're putting out there. And so if I could have a little bit more perspective on that, like, this is something that I love. It's a piece of art. Like, we started from nothing and created something. And so we do have our heart put into it. It's our artwork, I think, whether it's an e-course or a summit or whatever it is, I feel like it is just as valuable of a piece of art. But I feel like who likes it and doesn't, I have to get out of the results. I can do all the work, and I feel like I have to be prepared to know what that work is. And that's why I loved your class so much, because I didn't even know what launching really meant. But it also means like trying to reach all the right people that have the same, like, you know, that there's a vibration that people are going to meet, and there's going to be some people that don't care.
Yeah.
And, yep. And just knowing that the right people are going to find your course, and that those people are the ones that are supposed to take it. And if you had a goal of 1,000 people signing up, that's extreme, and only 20 signed up, you know, you can take that personally. You can say, I am supposed to be the best I can be for these 20 very valuable people that are in my class. And that's right. It. Like, not get so caught up in, like, comparing your results with some standard that you're trying to reach. And maybe next time, if that's really a goal for you, then it's going to show up in the results. Like, those people that are taking the class will talk about it if it's really valuable to them, and that will help it grow on its own.
Right.
Naturally.
And, you know, and I do think people have, like, the one thing that I'm really excited about is that you found a different way to still have that same e-course and what the valuable stuff in there. You found a way to evolve that into a different thing once you realize, you know, that it was your first. It's kind of like your first love. You don't want to break up with it. You like,
no.
but you want to find, like, the new, what is it going to be? What's that new form of it that's going to speak to people in a different way? And I love that. And then, you know, somebody actually at one point told me, like, that you should start talking about your business, not be as you. Like, you should separate it.
I
tried to listen to that, internalize it, but it's definitely, that's one of the challenging things, is not saying, you know, oh, no one, instead of saying no one signed up for my course, say no one signed up for this, or, oh, well, that didn't work. And I think I've mentioned it before too. It's like people that have, like, at least established businesses, like even Laura Roeder has had times when things didn't go as she expected. And instead of saying, oh, wow, it's over, I think this is it, whatever, she was like, well, I guess that didn't work. She's like, whatevs, okay, that didn't work, what will work? You know, she doesn't get stuck there. And I think that's very common with people. Like, the same thing with, oh, yeah, Danielle. When her book didn't make the New York Times bestseller, she's like, thought we had it down. Thought we had it in the bag.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. And her, I love that. I love that kind of, that admission that it doesn't always work out as you plan, but you don't have to take it personally.
Yeah. And, you know, now I'm doing the second version of the summit, and I'm changing it a lot based on what I learned the first time. And there is a bit of, like, I can feel the tension. Like, there's this, like, holding on thing. I'm doing it again. I want to do it right. And I have to, like, keep walking away and remember, like, I did this for fun, you know? And if nobody wants to show up, I still had a valuable experience interviewing all these
for
people.
Real.
I really learned a lot from just the process of asking people that are, like, so beyond my scope of, like, my little business compared to theirs, you know? And that they didn't know me at all. And I would just say, hi, you know, you want to do this thing? And they would say yes, and I'd be floored. And then I'd have to interview them. And there's this whole, like, process I had to go through every single time. And that in and of itself is where I find a lot of the value in this particular summit for me, on my end of it. And then if other people actually end up signing up, they will get the value from all those people sharing their wisdom bombs. And if they don't, then what am I going to do? I mean, I still had the experience, right?
You had the experience. It was good for you.
It was good for me.
You're like, oh, you didn't, you know, nothing happened for you? Okay, cool. What else? I'm good.
I'm good.
Okay, so one more thing, Catherine. You know, I wanted to touch on, like, the structure of your business. And I'll tell you why. Because something I noticed, I was like, oh, wow, she's got in plain sight going. Now this is going. I felt like all of a sudden you had, like, a whole, like, schedule. A lot of schedule.
It's an illusion.
No, I mean, seriously, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, of course it's happening again. This is happening now. Like, I felt like there's a pattern, not a schedule.
Finally, I feel like I had, you know, what happened was I created the e-course, and then I started looking at myself today. Like, I put a lot into this Soulful eCourse based on what I had learned up to this point. But what actually happened was there was another project happening that I'd never thought could be turned into an eCourse, and that was in plain sight. And that came from taking pictures of my son every day and how it was life-changing for me. And I thought maybe this could be life-changing for somebody else if they did the same thing. And it did turn out to become that. It became to be like my... Like, there's so many photographers in the world who teach about becoming present, but this was my version of it because I actually had this specific experience. So I'm passing it on, and now I feel like between the two classes, you know, you could take in plain sight to start and then deepen that experience by taking the deepening, or, you know, taking the deepening and then moving back into the in plain sight to dig even deeper into one part of the deepening, you know. So, and those people have fallen in love with each other and they keep wanting to take classes with each other. So they keep taking my classes as a group.
I love it. And then they
take all the new people in with them, and they just become a little bit bigger of a pod of yum, you know?
Yeah.
I just can't even get over what's happening in the group or where they came from or why it's so different from the Soulful eCourse, but a lot of it had to do with me letting go a bit and the language that I used when I described the course, I think, and the way that I launched it. I really did feel a little bit more ease about it. And I think that you feel that energy from people when they're like sending 8,000 emails about their course and they want you to get in it. And you know, you're like, ah, you know,
I'm like, dude, chill out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there is something valuable about preparing and having time before registration opens to sort of see the bigger picture and who do you want to reach and how are you going to get to reach those people and all of that stuff and have a good team. Like, that's something I learned from your class too. Like, if I don't have a team, I'm going to the emergency room. You
yes.
know, like, I can't.
You're
going to
have the ER on speed
yeah.
dial.
I'm coming back in.
On the way in.
Have the drip ready.
Have the drip ready. So, okay. So then I guess that is perfect lead in for the question that I've been asking. I asked Hillary, I asked Alicia, like, what would you now, like, you were in the first round of Fearless Launching, but like, obviously you've seen it throughout the kind of passes through that I've done. I don't know why I said that, but I can't think of words this morning.
I know. I have the same issue.
It's too early. It's not too early.
It's not too early.
Just shut up, Anne. It is not too early for a mom, especially. Okay. Moving on and narrowing in. What do you tell people now about it? Because even like there's one guy who just came in from one of your courses. So like, what do you tell people about it so that they understand how it had what an effect it had on you and how it might help them?
Specifically with that person who's in your course now, he's taken all of my courses like several times with the group. He's like part of that group that keeps taking the courses. And I think we have something in common with what our, with some of the things that we love and want to share with the world. So we're both connected on that in that way. So he was like looking at, like you do when you take a course and you want to teach a course, you're kind of looking at the structure and how is it running? And oh, she has a lot of time off because she's posting pictures of her kid all the time, but she's, you know, like, what is happening?
Yeah. How is she having all this time?
Yeah. So we had a coaching session and I just really talked, he has a course that he wanted to launch. And I just highly recommended your class to get an idea of what it actually takes, because it's not just about saying, I have a course now. You have to also be able to find it on your website so that anybody at any time can land on any page and know that you have a course that's open for registration. And you have to have an opt-in available and a buy now button. And like, there's things that you don't think of unless you take a class with an expert who knows that, that you have to have a little bit more prepared than just having a course open for registration. And you have to learn how to build your list of the right people so that more eyes are on it, because not everybody's going to buy it just because they're on your list. You need to think about all of those different variables, and that didn't come to me naturally. It was because I took your class. So it was directly a result of Fearless Launching and also not freaking out. Like, I've learned how to launch without freaking out because of your class. And yeah, I still have anxiety and I write you in the middle of the night. Ah, and then I remember, oh, right, this is for fun. I forgot. You know,
like
this
never
is
mind,
business, but it's also, yeah, never mind. You know what I mean? It's like, Launching, we take it personally. And I think that Fearless Launching helps you to figure out ways to get prepared and have a process and have support around your, I can't say enough about the support that I got within your class with all the other peers that could look at my launch and give me feedback, because I can only see it from here. Yeah. So yep. All of those things just really helped me. So just knowing, having him come to me to learn about how to launch an e-course felt a little inappropriate, actually, because I learned so much from you. So I just passed him on to the master.
Don't make me spit on the screen. If you see droplets, I'm sorry. But yeah, you know what? I really appreciate that, because I've seen there's actually more and more, even I learn over this process. Yeah. And I feel like slowly, like there are less and less of the wrong people signing up. Do you know what I mean? Which is great. It's like more and more and more of the right, like super targeted, focused people. And you know what? He is one of them.
He is one of them.
He's definitely, he's a fearless launcher. He was a fearless launcher before he even knew it.
Yeah. He just found his peeps.
He found his peeps. Yeah. So,
Go ahead.
No, I just want to say, is there anything else you want to add at all? Like,
well, I could talk for days about launching.
I
feel like you were like a doorway into graceful launching. Can I say it that way? Graceful.
Oh, I like
Graceful. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
But I mean, I do still have moments where I'm freaking out, and I can go back to all the tools you give me. Like, it's not like I don't have the tools. It's just that my mind wants to freak out. So mm-hmm. I have the tools. I can go back to them, and I have a support system now. Whereas before, it's all about like learning about business. This is about learning how to take something that you've created and how to reach people with it, so you have a successful experience.
I love to share something. This is what I look at every single day. It's in my office, and it just reminds me of that first group of people who are in the program.
Woo! I love them.
And I love it. And I love that you guys all did this for me. And it's interesting, because it's like, now I'm like, oh, I got to make this for every single class, just so I can like have like a huge poster up on the wall and just remind me of that. So,
yeah.
So anyway, so.
Yeah, that was very moving. I don't think we'd ever had that experience before.
Mm-mm. I'm getting this sign from my daughter.
I'm waiting for her to come over and do a dance for us. But.
Okay. Well, Catherine, thank you very much for sharing. And how can people reach you, so I can put some links under here?
The Soulful Summit. You can go to catherinejust.com, and there's a slideshow that comes up on the homepage, and right under those photographs is a button for the summit.
Awesome.
Strategically placed for your ease and comfort.
And when is that happening?
It starts October 14th and goes through the 24th. And Anne Samoilov is featured. Whoa, Mila. Mila might be featured too.
We'll see about that. Okay, well, I will put all of your links down below. And also, check out the Deepening, check out In Plain Sight. Those are really amazing courses. I've gone through both of them at different points in their evolution.
Yeah.
And I have nothing but good things and good feelings for you, Catherine.
Thank you. I feel the feelings mutual.
So, okay, before we start crying.
Love fest. I know.
I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. So have a great day. And thank you again for sharing some of your Where Are You Now intel. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Anne.
Okay. Bye.
Ciao.